President Bush travels to Pittsburgh today for the traditional opening day of the fall campaign. He returned to the White House yesterday after nearly a month's vacation at his Texas ranch. Aides say the president will use the trip to talk about his agenda, the new Department of Homeland Security, welfare and pension reforms, plus measures to help the economy. The focus will not be a possible attack on Iraq. Joining me now for our regular Monday morning political discussion is NPR's Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's talk about where the debate on Iraq does stand now.
Well, Renee, it's interesting. If you look at a Gallup poll that was done in November, you would see that 74% of Americans said they feel the U.S. should use military action to remove Saddam Hussein. But the same poll now, in late August, early September, shows that only 53% of Americans say Bush should use ground troops to go in and remove Saddam Hussein to achieve this so-called regime change that the administration has been talking about. At the same time, 28% of Americans, according to a Time poll, say the U.S. should go forward without congressional approval. So it's a very low level. So what you see is there's a tremendous need here now for the president to go forward and make the case. And in fact, that's what he said in a recent speech. He told an audience out west that the American people will, quote, understand clearly as time goes on, end quote, why he intends to act against Iraq. The second part of this, Renee, is that he's going to have to deal with getting congressional approval. Senator John Warner, the senior Republican on the Armed Services Committee, says there's a crescendo calling for debate in the Congress, even though Congress has been out of session. And Senator John McCain recently said that he thinks the president needs congressional support before staging troops, even preparing for any action against Saddam Hussein. So the White House and the president have said they're going to cooperate, so you can expect there's going to be lots of debate up on Capitol Hill about the need to go after Saddam Hussein.
Now, the conservatives in the Republican Party seem to be dissatisfied with Secretary Powell's lack of vocal support for taking action against Saddam Hussein.
This is really an inside game in Washington, but it's becoming more and more exposed, I think, to the public now, Renee, because, you know, in the recent weeks, we've seen just last week, Vice President Cheney twice go out and make the case that Saddam Hussein is a threat and the United States can't wait and must take preemptive action against Iraq. At the same time, Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor, in an interview said there's a moral case to be made against Saddam Hussein and for his removal. In all that time, Colin Powell, the Secretary of State, has remained silent. And so there's a great deal of concern among Republicans, but among conservative Republicans in particular, in the far right, and especially you see it in the opinion magazines, that he has not been loyal to the president, that he should be out there making the case. Yesterday, in a David Frost interview on BBC, Powell said the president wants to send inspectors to go back into Iraq. He wants to send inspectors back. That's not the message I think the far right wants to hear. They're worried that that's just a delaying tactic, stalling, and that the president won't get the opportunity if we have to wait on the United Nations and others, weapons inspectors, to go and remove Saddam Hussein quickly.
Congress comes back this week. Besides Iraq, what other issues are on the agenda before the break for midterm elections later this fall?
Well, I think the big thing is going to be House appropriations, appropriations in general. You know, we need 13 appropriations bills to keep the government running as the new fiscal year begins, and they're not in place. And you can have emergency kind of resolutions. But basically, there's a big argument over defense spending. The president wants about $11 billion more than the Senate has earmarked for defense spending. And he said recently that he doesn't think it's fair for the Congress to hold up his defense spending plan. He says they're playing politics with the defense of the United States. So you can see he's going to play hardball with them on this issue. He wants, as I said, about $11 billion more in already a $355 billion budget. And then he also wants to control spending when it comes to homeland security, something that the Congress doesn't want to give away. They think they should be in charge of that. So you're going to have lots of arguments over homeland security and defense. You're going to also have arguments over energy spending, Renee, because the president wants more domestic production, including possibly drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Preserve. And then, of course, you have taxes. Taxes are going to be a big argument.
Juan, thanks very much. NPR's Juan Williams.